Welcome to Noise and the Vigosity. This is a program about noise and sonic experimentation. Please, enjoy.
The best way to help a child stay in touch with her own experience is simply to pay attention to it and to respect it. Children need to learn the critical lesson that not everybody sees things the same way, and that getting along doesn't necessarily mean constant agreement. Making space for your child's experience, your child's feelings, and your child's point of view is never a losing move as long as it doesn't go on too long. Listening to them respectfully is not the same as necessarily going along with them. In fact,
it's a great lesson for them to watch you listen to them respectfully and then do watch you listen to them respectfully and then do what you feel needs to be done at the same time.
Boys and girls, I think our consciousnesses have been raised considerably, and across the board we're doing a much better job at raising daughters.
We're teaching daughters how to be whole, how to be feminine, vulnerable, sensitive, and also strong and competent at the same time.
No matter what you might be saying in your living room,
in the real politic of the playground, there's still a lot more.
Why does the sun go on shining?
Africa. God bless Africa.
Boy, Said learn to ball a jack, learn to lay a track, learn to lay a track, learn to lay a track, learn to pick and shovel too, and take my hand, it'll do anything you tell it to. John Henry's mammy had about a dozen babies.
John Henry's pappy told tale about a dozen times. The babies all got sick, and when the doctor wanted money, he said, I'll pay you a quarter at a time. Start tomorrow. That's a pay for a steel driver on his line. Then the section foreman said, hey, hammer swinger, I see you brought your own hammer, boy, but what else can all them muscles do? And he said,
because I think some people think with walking, I know how to walk, I do it every day. But there are some real important sort of rules of thumb to follow. One is, wear comfortable clothes that are appropriate for the weather. If it's hot out, don't wear a lot of clothes. Don't wear a gym suit. Wear a short sleeve cotton shirt, cotton pants, comfortable clothes. So that's very important. If it's raining out, wear a rain jacket. If it's cold out, wear layers so that as you get hot, you can take some off as you go. Always make sure that you walk in supportive shoes, such as walking shoes or sneakers or other athletic shoes that are appropriate for walking. Keep your shoes and socks in top shape. Take your shoes, your walking shoes, put them on the counter, look at them, If you see that they're worn down in the toe or the heel or the inside of the outside, I see everybody looking at their shoes right now.
Look at them. If they are worn down, it's time to get a new pair of shoes.
Your feet are very important, so make sure that you've got good shoes and that your socks are also
in good shape and that they're clean. Now that may sound funny, but you know, make sure that they're good athletic socks. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. You want to make sure that you're well hydrated.
A lot of people, you know, they might have some juice at breakfast, and they may have a cup of coffee at lunch, and they've had no other water throughout the day. A good strategy is to get a water jug and just put it on your desk if you have a desk job, or else make sure that it's where you have access to water so you get it throughout the day as everybody goes and drinks their water. Good job. Smile as you walk. You'll enjoy yourself more. I mean, don't sit there, you know, with those pursed lips and your clenched, you know, jaw. Smile. Think of positive things as you walk. That'll help you to relieve stress. It'll also make sure that your gait is better. Let your arms swing. A few seconds, I want to get us walking a little bit, but make sure you have good posture. You let your arms swing. Make sure that if you're carrying things, that you have a backpack instead of a briefcase or another sort of bag that's just on one shoulder.
Singing our anthem song, Nkosi Sikelel' Afrika. God bless Africa.
For technology-related reasons, and many of my sales reps are wondering if you folks can give me some guidance as to what I need to do to get them to adopt these new processes.
It's not an unusual reaction. Even the best things in our life, when it's a change, one of the things we can expect is resistance. When it's a change, one of the things we can expect is resistance. When it's a
change, one of the things we can expect is resistance.
When it's a change.
How to be whole, how to be feminine, vulnerable, sensitive, and also strong and competent at the same time. Our own development in raising sons
is lagging
a bit behind. In the same way
that our daughters have reclaimed wholeness.
Learning to be both sensitive and strong. Our sons need to reclaim wholeness as well. Learning to be both sensitive and strong. I'm not talking about teaching boys to be more like girls or sissifying them. I don't even like language of getting in touch with your feminine side. I talk about raising strong, big-hearted guys. When you think about the kind of support that girls get for being strong and competent, and contrast that to the almost total lack of support that boys currently get for being open and big-hearted, you can see how far behind
the development of raising healthy boys is. If we want to raise our sons to be healthy and relational, we're going to have to put some attention and work into it.
Things are more complicated for our sons often because the culture has not changed as much about their issues. No matter
what you might be saying in your living room, in the real politic of the playground, there's still a lot more leeway for girls to be strong than for boys to be open and vulnerable. Two things need to happen to support our boys. First, I talk to parents about.
parents think about time. As parents, we tend to think in either ors, as we do about so many of the situations about work and family life.
We think of quality time versus quantity time. It's either the amount of time that we spend with our kids that matters the most, or it's what happens during that time. Well, according to the research on children, it's not an either or. The amount of time that we spend with our children does matter, but so does what happens during that time. Kids don't surgically separate out these two. They see it as a whole, and it is a whole to them. We have another myth about quality time, which is that it's supposed to be perfect. Quality time means that we're having a meaningful discussion, our children are saying, I love you so much, the dog doesn't throw up, you don't run out of milk, it's just supposed to be perfect. And yet, to me, the real quality time comes when we're tackling the tough issues in our family and resolving them. It's not the absence of problems that determines how well children grow up or a family.
Thank you. Thank you. without you. I can't go on.
Save. I think education, we all agree, is becoming more and more important. But unfortunately, it is one of the few things that is getting more expensive. on relative terms, and how do you possibly afford it? Well, some very basic pieces of advice first. Start early. I mean, if you have a newborn, you have young kids, get going now. Do not start thinking about this just at age 13 and 14 and 15. All those extra years and all that extra compounding is going to be the key. But there's something that's always forgotten in this evaluation that's really important. If you wait till 13, 14, and 15, you don't have the time frame to invest in the stock market.
You've only got 5, 6, and 7 years.
You've got to be very careful, and you almost are forced to go ultra-conservative. If you start when the kids are 0, 1, and 2, you've got a 15-year time frame. Not only do you have all those extra years of compounding, but almost just as importantly, you're going to have higher rates of return
because you're going to be more aggressive and take advantage of the market, at least in the first 10 or 12 years. That's always forgotten in evaluation. By the way, the same thing goes for saving for retirement. If you start very late, not only do you have fewer years, but you have to be more conservative. That is a huge double whammy that does not get much attention. The other thing is, don't sacrifice your 401k, especially if you have matching. Okay, a dollar doesn't know where it's going. It doesn't know if you're saving it for education or saving it for your own retirement. It just wants to go where it's most likely to prosper. And the 401k is still too good to be true. You're making a mistake, usually. There are a few exceptions, unfortunately, so I can't give you blanket advice here. But usually you're making a mistake. You say, I'm not going to go with my 401k. I'm going to focus on my kid's education first. Okay, go with the 401k in almost all instances. Again, talk to your financial advisor. You know,
natural television producer, Donna Chavez.
Thank you, Sid. And thank you all for joining us today. I'm Donna Chavez. Now, I know you hear a lot of great information and teaching here about the spiritual realm and the supernatural. Well, today is no exception. But this is definitely something very unique that it might be new for you. It was for me, so don't miss a minute of it. Our guest wants to invite you on a fantastic journey of experiencing the elements of creation. We're talking about natural elements of creation. Supernaturally affected
by the Spirit of God. You may say, what are you talking about? We're talking about the earth, wind, lightning, the cosmos, fire, water. So let's get started. Please welcome founder of School of Revivalists, David Edwards. Hi, David.
This has been another episode of Noise and the Megacity. Thank you for listening.
absolutely. I have to say, as much as we hear here at Messianic Vision and It's Supernatural, this was new for me, so I'm so, so excited. Before we delve into the details, let me just ask you this. Just give us some examples of some of the unique experiences you've had in this realm.
Yeah, we've seen the fire of God appear. It even rains one time inside of a building. The lightning of God also flashed inside of a building. We saw the stars of heaven, the cosmos, shine through the canopy.